May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is a real familiar passage of scripture from Matthew chapter 11, verse 11 and 12. Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. This has just been a scripture I've been hanging out in lately. And in sort of contemplating the scripture, this particularly verse 12, I began to notice something that the way it's translated here, and I guess what happens often among Westerners, we'll translate things because we're trying to force it to make sense to a Western mindset. And then when we end up doing that, we mess up some stuff. Not always, not maybe even a lot, but sometimes for sure. This is one of them. When it says here the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, this is written like it's passive, like something's happening to the kingdom of heaven. But that's not the grammar here at all. And then the next thing it says, and the violent men take it by force. So let me give you what would be a good alternative, and I believe much better, proper translation of the scripture grammatically. It says, the kingdom of heaven is violently advancing. It's a very active grammatical thing here. The verb is active. The kingdom of heaven is violently advancing. Or forcefully advancing, violently advancing. And then the next thing it says, and it says in violent men, this is a noun. So it's like a title. If I was going to give you a title, there's Chuck or there's whatever. And the language again is that the kingdom of heaven, and violently, doesn't violent mean like angrily, but it's just aggressively advancing. And the violent advancers seize it. Seize, not S-E-E-S. Every time I tried to speak that into my speech recognition, it would come out S-E-E-S. I finally got tired of yelling at my computer and just started writing it in there. But it seizes it or grasps it. So here again it says, the kingdom of heaven is aggressively or violently, and it's the violent advancers that seize it or grasp it or takes it. It would be the same word for seizing there if you'd use the word for robbing. Somebody comes along and just takes something by force. And we know the kingdom of heaven is here. There's a reality of the kingdom of heaven. Luke 22 says the kingdom of heaven is within us. For CTK or Sunday, we talked about that place in Matthew chapter 2, verse 52, where he says that Jesus kept increasing in favor. It's really the word grace. And again, it's the word advancing. Jesus kept advancing in grace with God and with men. That you and I possess all the grace there is to experience, to have. We have it all in Christ, but we advance in our stewardship of that grace. And we never stop advancing in that. And again, think about this. The language here is that the kingdom of heaven is always moving forward and advancing. It's never stagnant. That's true about that reality in you. It's true about the reality here. There's always more to experience. There's always more to discover. There's always more to manifest. But only violent enforcers take advantage of that. The key, again, there's a place in Hebrews that talks about don't allow yourself to drift away. Christians are never stagnant. They're either advancing aggressively in their Lord, in the Spirit, or they're drifting backwards. And it's a drifting backwards. And the fact that can happen is that if you're not moving forward, but you think you're just kind of where you used to be, after a while you'll look back and go, oh my gosh, I'm so far from where I once was because you've slowly been drifting backwards. Christians who settle never settle. They always end up drifting backwards. What God's looking for are violent advancers. That there are people whose heart is, I want to know, I want to take, I want to seize, I want to grasp, I want to advance as far as I can advance in the kingdom of heaven, because there's nothing about the dynamics of the kingdom of heaven among me, among us here, or within me that's ever just stagnant. It's always moving forward. It's violently aggressive and violently advancing. Does it make sense what I'm telling you? There's a place in, I love the scripture in Proverbs 30. It says, there are three things that will not be satisfied, four that will never say enough. Sheol, a barren woman, earth that is never satisfied with water, and a fire that never says enough. God's heart's that way. It says, who can live with a consuming fire? And God's heart is a consuming fire. Can you live with that? That God's always demanding more. He's always wanting more, to experience more of us. And he's looking for a people who have a fire burning in them. See, baptism of the Holy Spirit was never about so you can talk about the fact that you got tongues 30 years ago. You got filled with the Spirit, so that it says in Ephesians 5:18, so you can continually live filled with the Spirit. It's a baptism of the Spirit and fire. The Holy Spirit releases a fire in us that's always going, never says enough, always wants to see more, always wants to seize more, always wants to experience more, always wants to manifest more. One of the saddest things in the world is to watch men. And dealing with this, I've seen this so many times, men come to a place, especially spiritual leaders, where they just want to coast. They had those days where they took a risk and they went for it, but they don't want to go through that anymore, because when you go after all that stuff, there's just some poop you have to deal with sometime. And we don't want to deal with that. You just have to shovel up some stuff. There are mistakes that are made. There are just things, there's drama, and you go, oh my gosh, I don't want to deal with the conflict or whatever. But the scripture says, old men dream dreams. And if old men don't dream dreams, young men won't have vision. Well, they'll have unbalanced vision. And old men should never stop dreaming dreams. There should be a fire in us that says that it's always there going, I want more. I want to see more. I want to experience more. That's the heart of a violent advancer. That even though you've gotten older, you're not, again, we said this before, I don't want my spiritual social security card. I don't want to shuffle my way into heaven. I want my last step to be, Lord, I want more. I want to risk more. And I don't care what it costs me. I don't care what people call me. I don't care what the price I have to pay. I don't care what my reputation is going to be. I don't want to play it safe. Remember the whole thing again in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? It was the Beaver family. They're talking about, and the name Aslan comes up, and the little girl goes, well, is he safe? And they go, oh, he's not safe, but he is good. And if playing it safe is what you're after, you're never going to experience everything that the kingdom of heaven has. Because the kingdom of heaven is violently advancing, and only violent advancers get to experience it. I want to be a violent advancer. Paul talked about running the race set before him. He talked about running after things, apprehending that for which he was apprehending, seizing things. He was aiming at something. I think that's the heart that God's looking for. And my prayer is that God would raise up a people. So here's one of the good things about being older as a man, is that I get to dream dreams, but I also carry a degree of wisdom that doesn't say, the wisdom isn't like, slow down, brother, slow down, sister, because you don't know. It's getting kind of weird. It's going to kind of cost you. No, wisdom is like, oh, cool. You're a violent advancer. Now, here's how to get there faster. It's not about always warning people about the price they're going to pay. Saying, look, I zigzagged a lot. Now I can tell you don't have to zigzag. You can just go right after it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.